Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's strong. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve, when she really your force behind every move that makes, she'll sacrifice and do whatever it takes, never underestimate.
And now, your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, good afternoon. I'm so glad you're part of Walking in Power today. We are excited and looking forward to what God is doing. Please, please tell someone that Walking in Power is on the air. Of course, we have a very special guest with us today, Apostle Sunique Bankston. I tell you, as we've always prepared for the year, for the last few years, we've had Dr. Bankston, as well as Apostle Norma Gray, Apostle Bankston, and Apostle Norma Gray, and they came and delivered prophetic messages, declarations into our lives. And we're so honored that she would take the time to come. We had Apostle Gray on last week, and we wanted to close out with Apostle Bankston. Please pay attention. Let someone know that she is coming on the air. Our theme song is Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman, and it may be purchased on iTunes, Reverb Nations, and media outlets. We'd love for you to share your product, business, or project on the ministry. Please email Walking in Power, the number one, for affordable marketing opportunities. Now a word from our sponsors, advertisers, and we'll go right into our program.
Have you desired to write that devotional, memoir, novel, or personal story for years, yet you can't seem to make any progress? Well, we can help. With more than 30 years of experience supporting global corporations, international ministries, and solopreneurs worldwide, we operate as a spiritual midwife to assist you in birthing forth your vision. Our knowledge and expertise in ghostwriting, indie publishing, and graphic design will provide you with excellent support you need to get your story told now. Visit us today at dhbonner.net and schedule your complimentary consultation. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, let us help you get the words from heart to paper to published.
My name is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International. We are a global ministry in which we empower women from all walks of life. We teach them how to walk under divine apostolic anointing that God has ordained for their lives. Join us every Thursday on the Kingdom Girls Experience on KEI Radio. We hope that you will join us at the Kingdom Girls International Tour and Launch, January 27th and 28th at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, 265 Peachtree Street. Come to be empowered, engaged, and walk away knowing what God has ordained for your life in 2017. Be blessed. This is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International.
Amen. We're looking forward to a tremendous time in the Lord. We'll see you this weekend, January 27th and 28th, and if God is going to move. As I said, I'm very excited and I'm thankful for having Apostle Sunique Bankston with us. She's an end-time servant of the Lord, one whom God has ordained, anointed, and chosen for such a time as this, to unequivocally declare uncompromising word of truth with holy authority and divine power. She is the God-inspired visionary and overseer of Blood, Fire, and Brimstone Revival Ministries. It's a ministry of deliverance, healing, restoration, revival, teaching, and end-time spiritual warfare for those who have been bound, rejected, abused, and abandoned spiritually. He is the committed facilitator of the God-inspired, powerful, and explosive conference prayer call, the And at Midnight conference prayer line, where God used her to preach, pray extensively, and counsel his people every Monday night. And I'm going to let her share with how many years it's been. She's appeared as a special guest and co-host multiple times on the Gospel Touch Show in Atlanta, Georgia, with Pastor Daisy McGree. But her motto is, no matter what you face in life, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, just simply do the godly right things, because in the end, only the right thing will matter to God. Please welcome back to our platform, Apostle Zanikia Bankston. Hello, hello, how are you?
Hello, and happy Tuesday morning, Dr. BJ, and to our listening audience. I am doing wonderful today.
Great. Apostle, please tell our audience how long you've been facilitating the And at Midnight conference prayer line.
I have been taking care and raising that baby that the Lord put in my lap. We are in our 15th year, heading to 16 in August. It'll be 16 years this coming
wow.
August.
That's amazing, and it's honorable. God has really meets you there, and we just continue your strength in doing that, because I know that you are making an impact in the kingdom.
Thank you so much.
Well, Apostle, I spoke to you on last year about coming forth again on this year, because I really honor the apostles that I bring forth for these particular broadcasts. This year, we're moving forth with our theme, Growing and Gleaning, in 2017, and with a rapid release. However, now we did bring to clarity on last week that the rapid release only comes with obedience, discipleship, and integrity of the word. So everybody can't go around hollering rapid release, because you're not going to get it. But
amen.
We're witnessing victory, Apostle. But the victory is coming through a sacrifice. And what do you believe the Lord is saying is a sacrifice on our part for this time in our lives?
Well, in relationship to your theme for the platform, I believe that the sacrifice of victory is evident in the fact that your first declaration was that we are going to grow in 2017. Growth in itself is a sacrifice for the body, because it commands us to mature in this season. Every season that God allows us to come into, he requires a new level of maturity. He requires a new level of being seasoned, a new level of being disciple. And so the sacrifice is to be disciplined in this season. And most of us don't like discipline, because it requires godly structure and godly order in the things that God is looking to for you to see the manifestation of victory. I believe in this season, Dr. BJ, that we are experiencing this victory, but it is yet unmanifested, simply because God is fine-tuning our discipline, our structure in him as leaders and as laities who are seeking his face in this season for that manifestation. Victory.
Wow. So are we, and you said something right there. You said growth commands or demands a maturity. Are
yes.
we, as the people of God, able to really grasp the victory when we're not applying ourselves in through the godly structure?
That's why most of us will not see the rapid release or the suddenly, because I shared with the people of God on last night on the And at Midnight prayer line that God had given me a commandment the first of the year to be still. I haven't ministered. I hadn't did a lot of anything, because God is commanding that discipline, that structure, that order. Everybody wants to run. If they really be honest with themselves, and if they study the Jewish calendar, they understand that your new year started in October of last year.
Right.
And so God is now recalibrating, realigning us for the full manifestation of what is promised to us in this Jewish new year that we are already in the process of. And so people don't like to be still. Everybody wants the blessings, but they don't want to put in the wait time. They don't want to put in the wait. They don't want to put in the work that it requires. And sometimes in our restlessness, he's commanding us to rest. Our restlessness is commanding us to rest so we'll be fully equipped, fully matured. And this comes with a death. When you said that, I heard the scripture said, except a grain of seed go into the ground and die. We are in a dying process to evolve to this victory. And it's a sacrifice for a lot of folks because they want to keep on living or what they think is living. And you don't understand, God is commanding death so you can blossom, so you can multiply, so you can be more fruitful for his glory in this hour.
Wow. This is, I hear you. I am definitely in agreement. Because my spirit has been, a part of my spirit has been somewhat grieved because I've seen everyone with their hands out instead of their hands up. Everybody got their hands out, ready, thinking, but without their hands up, worshiping what he's already done, or worshiping where he is already taking us. We're seeing too much emotion instead of devotion, and I'm concerned about that, Apostle.
Well, you should be, and I've been grieved. I was sharing even that on last night. I was telling the people that I'm feeling some kind of way. That's what the world say. I'm feeling some kind of way because of the sensitivity that I see and the sensitivity that I experience and feel in the spiritual realm, because in this transition to victory, to see this manifest in victory that many of us have sacrificed our entire walk for, we haven't got out of God. We haven't left God. We haven't gone to mix God with the world. That is, it's grieving us because of the caustic transitioning or the caustic fight that we're in. Even in this year of the 5777, it's a grace of victory that God has given us. It's a completion that God is giving us to give us this full victory. But it's also a warfare. It's also a warfare that must come out of your mouth based on the scriptures of God, quoting and declaring the word of God in this season to heal the grieving in us. We are grieving because we know that people are getting ready to miss God. They're getting ready to miss God in 2017 like they've never missed God before. And this missing God may not get a return. They may not be able to rebound. They may not be able to come back. And let me tell you something. God ain't releasing in raggedy vessels. God ain't pouring out into vessels that cannot hold the Tarosh wine for this season. He ain't pouring into new vessels that have refused to go down to the potter's house. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. That have refused to go down and get on the potter's wheel, because some of us just jump right out of God's hand. And we knew we were, because we wanted instantaneous blessings. We wanted a platform. We wanted a pedestal that God had not put us on. And so some of us are grieved who are in the womb of God birthing out this victory. And it's at great sacrifice. It takes something to die. Jesus himself, God sent his only son to sacrifice him to die that somebody might live.
Wow.
The grieving is coming from the dying. The grieving is coming from the fact that there are many. I preached a message last night, those that are last shall be first. You think about the last is only a remnant. You think about Ruth had to be last. She had to experience the death of her husband, the separation from a people, and then had to face this transition to be accepted into a winning plan, into a prospering plan of God. There was much grieving in her spirit, but she was committed to it, and in the process of the dying to what she knew herself to be as a Moabitess, she came forth into the blessings, the miracles of God. People don't want to labor. What did she have to do? She had to grow into a mature place to go with Naomi. She then had to facilitate herself to do the work, to go to the edge of the field and to glean.
Right.
That was labor. That was labor. The harvest had already been gathered. You get the leftovers. I feel the Holy Ghost today. The leftovers, but you got to have a mentality of maturity to say, look, what has been left in the field is still mine.
Still mine.
And I'm going to get it. I don't care if the stalks ain't standing up to the sky, but God has left me a worthy portion, and I got to go bit by bit, but I got to get it.
I got to get it.
Because the victory is in what's been left over, in the remnant, the residue of what's been left after all of this sacrifice.
Yeah. you know, as you were speaking, it brought me back to that scripture where she was out in the field. You know, sometimes so many people preach about the Boaz and the Ruth, and they're always talking about the marriage, but they're not talking about the labor that went into this thing. They're not talking about what was left behind, what she had to glean from, to the point where Boaz said, "Who is that out there?" She, her anointing was recognizable, and I don't think we're getting that, Apostle. I don't think
we're not getting that because we're so focused on the gathering, on the heart. We ain't focused on the fact that somebody got to be anointed, that somebody is being anointed, that somebody has been anointed to get the leftover.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody, that is the part that God, that's going to bless so many people. Don't you understand? When he met with the disciples and there were not enough food to feed the people, he said, "Bring me what's left." And then he created much. It's a victory that's already in the making in our lives, but we are overlooking it because we are looking at what the world is doing. We are looking at the blended, contaminated anointings that have gone forth in kingdom, have taken our eyes off God. He said, "I'm going to do something suddenly in your 2017. I have been preparing you for your miracle. I have been preparing you as a miracle to the people."
My God.
But you got to finish your sacrificial time in my presence.
Got to. You got to. And a lot of people, what I'm seeing, what's really grieving my spirit, is they're jumping out before the sacrifice is complete.
Exactly.
They're jumping out before the sacrifice is complete.
There's some fire
for
the sacrifice. They don't want to endure the fire. They don't want to lay in the fire. They don't want to trust God in the fire. And for every season of elevation, see, everybody is excited about elevation and promotion. But if you're really being elevated by the Lord, if you're being promoted by the Lord, this cycle is going to forever come up in your existence because he perfects and purges everything that he promotes. It don't go forth with contaminants in it. It don't go forth where it can mess up the next move of God. That's why everybody that's talking about God elevated them in 2017, and they still on Facebook, they still doing everything that they did in 2015, 2016. I want to know when you spend time in the presence of God to get qualified. My God, the rapid release is not for those that are not qualified by the plan in the hands of God. My God, the Holy Ghost is in this season disqualifying many, even as we do this broadcast today. I'm talking about prominent people. We're going to see in this season folks that being brought down because they have not requalified for this season. They're taking it for granted that I'm well established, that I got it going on, that I got some Ekandabohoshaya, that I got some folks following me. I got somebody that want me in demand. I'm in demand. But God said, "Listen, are you in demand in the kingdom of God with me right now?"
Right.
Because I got some Ruth, I got some Joshuas, I got some Esthers that I'm getting ready to bring up that have paid the sacrifice, and I need to manifest victory in their life.
Apostle, what do you
believe
in this? What do you believe? Well, first of all, people got to get that. They got to get that. That the new year did start in October. Well, what do you believe the ecclesia, the called out one, should be doing in this present time?
I believe it's recorded in Ruth. I'm going to answer that question with your theme. I believe that, I think it's Ruth chapter 3, verses 14, I believe it is, when she went and laid at his feet, and prior to that she had taken off her clothes. When the Bible says that she had taken off her clothes, it was symbolic that she had taken off her widow clothes, and then she laid at his feet. That symbolically means that she positioned herself in servanthood. In this season, in this hour, the church need to go back to being the servants of God. They need to go back to the place that God, whatever your will is, I'll do it. If you need somebody, hear my, send me. It's in this season that we have seen the prostitution and the elevation of compromising preachers. My God, I feel the anointing. We have seen people advance themselves because they wanted red bottoms, because they had to change their hairstyle every week. I don't hear nobody in the spirit. Don't you understand? God has said, "I need you to take off them clothes, your death clothes, the things that have killed you, the things that have pimped and prostituted you against me. I need you to come and take them off. I need you to go back to the water gate in the spirit like it was in the day of Ezra before they returned back to a temple that had been rebuilt. I need you to go and get under the word of God. I need yourself in the word, which is me. And I need you to become subject to what the word is doing. I need you to be washed by the regeneration of the word in this season and return to being my servant.
Position yourself
to serve me. Position yourself not to serve man, but position yourself to serve me. Ruth did it. She said, I got to forget my people. I got to forget whatever I was connected to. I got to forget what I thought, what kind of life I thought I was going to have, because my husband is dead, and we are now out here orphaned in the spirit. He said, I'm among the people, my God. She said, but I'm going to position myself in obedience. I'm getting ready to commit myself to the faith of this situation.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because without this faith and this committal, it's going to be impossible to please God. It's going to be impossible to see victory in 2017. She took her clothes off, positioned herself in servanthood. Apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers need to get into a place of repentance this month. We got about 7 days left to get into position to repent, to get back to a prostrated position of servanthood. I'm not talking about building up your organizations, building up your ministry. That's why they say this is my ministry. I need to see somebody ascribe their ministry back to God, because without him you don't have a ministry. I need somebody to say, look, these are God's people, and stop saying these are my folk, my God, my ministers, my pastors, my spiritual sons and daughters. You ain't got nothing. Get back to a position of servanthood. And we'll see the ecclesia. We'll see this church that he declared has been built upon this rock, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. We'll see in this season that all of these things that we are facing politically, racially, all of these things, I need some preachers. I need some apostolic people, my God, some prophetic people who are really about the business of that are really about the business of the kingdom. I need them to be able to take on some mantles like there was during the day of Dr. King, and not go and politically sell out to be sitting up next to elected officials without any power, without any influence. Because the people are suffering. The people are dying, and you trying to get a certificate, but yet and still you ain't got no impact in the community. You only impacting the folks that you circulate with. We need a movement of God in this season, because we need to go back to being servants. We need to see God raise up some Mother Teresa's for this hour. We need God to raise up some influential voices, Dr. BJ, that are not compromised because they got a Facebook audience in this hour.
Yeah,
that would declare
truth
as a servant of the Lord.
My God. The Lord just led you into an area that I know that we've got to address, and I don't want to run out of time. Apostle, as you I'm sure you know, I hear so much complaining from the leader. I'm talking about the lay folk. I'm talking about the leaders. Where do you believe we are heading as leaders in the body of Christ? Are we leading or continually bleeding on the people of God? What's going on?
I believe that the complaint is coming out of leadership because they have compromised. Not all of us, but I believe because we have so moved the line of God that now the complaint is even greater, because you have destituted a people of God. There are many leaders complaining because there is no substance even in the people that they have bewitched, that they have bamboozled, that they have controlled. I was looking at some leaders. How can you celebrate your life and orchestrate how it's celebrated? Because leaders are bleeding because their substance, everything that they've orchestrated, that the devil has even deceived them in for many years, is now God is drying it up in this new year that we're in, because that's why the swords are clashing, because the enemy understands that which he has released in years past to bewitch a church, he done set them in the pews and pimped and prostituted them against the true anointing and presence of God. And so leaders now, instead of them repenting, my God, instead of them dying to their corrupt ways and saying, here I am, Lord, it's me, They would rather still make a noise that there's something wrong with the people. And God said, that ain't going to fly in 2017 because I'm calling you. I done warned you. I done spoke to you. I done sent messages to you. I done dealt with you in dreams. Even now, Dr. BJ, leaders are not bleeding. You know what? They done bled out. Ain't nothing left to bleed.
Wow.
Ain't nothing left to bleed. That's why you can't hear nothing but a complaint out of them, because there is nothing left to bleed because they have bled out. And God said, before you become permanently zombified, can you just die in me? Can you just repent? Can you just reset your faith? That was the foundational message he gave me for the new year. Tell the people to reset their faith, the faith in me. The church is heading to a place that if the leadership don't recover quickly, and hear this, and this don't ain't gonna set well, some leaders need to bow out gracefully. This is the year 57775, represents the number of grace. Some of them need to bow out. I messed up. I blew it. The bow out before he call you out and cancel you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's bow out gracefully and let the Lord set you on the sideline and let him do what he wants to do through you for this season. Let him restore you. This is a year of restoration as well. Don't still try to stand up and like you the head person in charge when you know you have no influence, no power in God. Just bow out.
Bow.
I'd rather bow out than to be canceled out. And there ain't going to be no more buying out and selling out that you're going to be able to operate in.
My God, my God. Father, we have about 4 minutes. Has God laid anything else on your heart? You just go forth as God laid on your heart.
I am just believing for the fivefold leadership in this season that this is the hour. And I've been saying this to a few people that God has allowed me to open my mouth to before the end of this month, that this is a season of apostolic advancement. I'm encouraging every fivefold leader that is a true apostle of God. I'm not talking about their synopsis, their bio. I'm talking about in your spirit that you know you are the sent one of God. Those that have apostolic decrees and assignments. Even this on last night, God said, tell the people to be still because I'm still perfecting the assignment for this season. But those that are apostolic and know they're apostolic, this is the hour of apostolic advancement. I believe that by the 1st of February that you need to have, God is going to be complete with some assignments, and we're going to have to move in them specifically. I believe that this is the season of prophetic penetration where prophets are not going to be speaking to your stuff so that you can sow a seed in their life, but they're going to become the prophets of God that penetrates the taken zones of hell against our life, that they're going to break down barriers through their prophetic utterance and their decrees. I believe, my God, somebody that's an intercessor need to understand that this is the hour where God is choosing intercessors that will have an impact when they pray. Not talking about just calling yourself a prayer warrior, but I'm talking about when you step on the scene, hell begin to shake and to quiver because they understand that your intercession is getting ready to impact the darkness of hell against the people of God. I am encouraging the troops this day to get into position, to get ready to advance this kingdom of God. Get ready to take over places that are getting ready to be vacant, getting ready to occupy territories, because the battle has been caustic, but God is getting ready to give us the victory. Get your sword out with your word in your mouth today and go forth in the hand and in the plan of God, and we're going to see this manifested victory. And I'm encouraging the leaders that have been in a drought that have not seen it. My God, you ain't going to labor in drought this year. If you just obey God, substance has to come to those who have served God and served him well, Dr. BJ.
We've been with Apostle Sunithia Bankston, a prophetic declaration. Heed this word. God bless you. God bless you. To hear again, visit women-of-power.
You have been listening to award-winning Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. BJ Relaford. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, remember, wherever you go and whatever you do, always walk in power.